Midday, we've got Dame Shirley in, who's a bit of a fossil, and we've got Martin in from Island Gems. You should pull yourself up to that microphone a little bit closer there, Martin. Right. Now, when somebody said you were coming in Island Gems, I thought you're coming in to talk about biscuits. Island Gems, you know, there was a, I think it was a biscuit called Island Gems, but no, you're known affectionately as the Fossil Man.
That's right. I mean, I've been here 30-odd years. People used to call, oh, there's the Fossil Man, and it sort of stuck, really, so I didn't invent that. It's just that's what people call me.
Do you like being called Fossil Man?
Well, I'm getting on a bit now. In those days, I'm a bit grey now. But yeah, oh, I love it. Because it's
I didn't
like,
offend you, did I, when you come in?
No, it's good because people don't have to know my name. It's just the Fossil Man. And everything I do is connected with fossils, yeah. Mm.
OK, just get yourself a little bit closer because you're very, very quiet there. And so you've been here for 30 years and looking for fossils.
Yeah, I came here because this is a mecca for geology, I mean, and especially dinosaurs, so this was the place. It was a toss-up between Lyme Regis, Whitby, or here, and I chose here because of the weather and the fact it's an island. Mm. And there weren't many people doing it. You go to Lyme Regis, it's overdone, really.
So you got to really know your stuff there.
Well, I decided to study the Isle of Wight. It's small enough to get to grips with, so I spent 30 years going around it and collecting fossils, and yeah, I know a fair bit about it.
So I would imagine you find a lot of dinosaur fossils. Obviously, there's a lot of, you know, we're known for having a lot of dinosaurs. You've got a funny smile on your face.
I wonder what you're going to say then.
What's the most interesting thing you've found in 30 years on the island?
Oh, gosh, that's a question, isn't it? I'm looking for the new species, the ones that people haven't found before. So out of 68,000 fossils I've got, 60, so one in 1,000 is new. That's what I'm looking for. So I collect everything else on the way, but I'm looking for the ones that are completely new to science.
So how far would you go back? Would you have to travel back to find what you're looking for?
Well, all the rocks here are about 125 million up to the present day, and that takes in the reign of the dinosaurs. They were at their peak, so they weren't going to disappear until about 65 million years ago. So the Isle of Wight, it's the only place in Europe you can see all these rocks. They're underneath the chalk. So if you've got a Beachy Head or Swanage, you can't see underneath the chalk. You can here.
Wow.
So you've got 68,000 fossils?
I think so. I lost track after 68,000 years. It would take 10 years to catalogue, clean them and photograph them. So I want to leave them all in trust on the island. That's my big ambition.
It's a life's work then.
It is. Oh yeah, I couldn't do it again.
So can we see them somewhere?
No, I've only ever had about 1,000 on show. People say, oh, can I look at your fossil collection? It's a series of crates and massive boxes everywhere in lockups all over the island. So one day I'd like to put the very best on show.
That would be brilliant. I mean, to have a museum, you know, of your own, that would be fantastic, wouldn't
it? Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't want to compete with... We've got Dinosaur Isle, specialising dinosaurs. Mm. I've got everything else. I've got the ammonites, the amber, got a few dinosaurs. But if you put it all together, you'd have one fantastic centre of excellence. The problem with museums is, even Dinosaur Isle, they can only display 2,000-3,000 fossils. The rest are in store.
Yeah, but then, you know, you could have a couple of places all scattered around the island.
You could have a couple of places, or maybe one really good place, but rotate the exhibits.
Mm. Yeah.
So if mammoths are in or something's current, then you could make a display about that.
How brilliant is it? I'm just thinking, you've got all these fossils and you're the only one that can see it, and anyone that gets on well with you as well, because you'll let them have a little sneaky look as
come
well.
And look at my fossils, yeah.
Wait, I remember going to a museum years ago on the mainland, and it was all butterflies, and you pulled out all these drawers. You could have all your stuff in drawers that you pull out.
Yeah, you she's organising your life for you.
It's good. I mean, when I was a kid, museums were like that. I think if you do that, yeah. But you do... They all went to hands-on high-tech in the 70s, push-button, this, that and the other. They realised that was wrong. They're going back to the original material. People want to see real fossils again.
Yeah, definitely.
So there's an idea there. You've got to get some kind of museum going, haven't you?
Yeah.
Don't worry about treading on a few toes over there.
Well,
sand,
it'll have to be done. I mean, there is an element of competition about it, but it's more like a visitor centre for the geology of the Isle of Wight.
Sure.
It's not just dinosaurs, everything else.
So what's the oldest thing you've got?
Well, the oldest thing on the island, as I say, is about 130 million. We can't go any lower.
Dame Shirley was in short trousers then. That's incredible.
And I have to be careful what you call it. If you called it the Fossil Museum, it would put off over 60s, wouldn't it? If you call it the dinosaur... So it's geology, it's treasures of the earth, it's everything. Women like
treasures
gemstones.
Treasures of the earth, yeah. Just call it that. Yeah. I think that...
Yeah. Treasures of the White, Treasure Island.
Yeah, because there's all sorts of all the gemstones, jewellery. People love all that stuff.
Oh yes, I do as well. Love to see things like that.
Do you go out on a daily basis?
I used to go out every single day. every morning, 5 a.m. in the storms.
Oh, gosh.
Which was a bit hairy, really. So I did that for 20 years.
So when you say in the storms, where do you actually go? Do you go off land? And
I go down the back of the White.
Down the back of the White.
And obviously the sea does all the work. So if the sea hits the cliffs and washes them out, you've got to be there straight after the storm.
Yeah.
Isn't it all secret where you go?
Well, it is and it isn't, because I was always amazed when you're down at Whale Chine, 5 o'clock in the morning, on a freezing cold December morning, why nobody else was doing it.
No, of course
it's all there waiting to be collected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's if you do the research and find out all the layers and a bit of local knowledge, then it's there for the taking.
So you have a team of people with you? You
know, no, just me.
Just you?
Yeah.
No one else?
No.
Is it dangerous?
It can be. I mean, I used to take risks. I don't now. Because I realised that a dinosaur isn't worth getting killed at.
No. So, I mean, when you find a, you know, do you find them like in whole, or is it a bit here and a bit there?
Well, I like ammonites, lobsters, things in amber. The problem with dinosaurs is they fall out in pieces, maybe over 100 years.
Yeah.
So lots of people collect the same dinosaur, and I find that quite frustrating. So I'm trying to link them all up and reunite the dinosaur bones from the island. They've gone all over the world, in museums as far abroad, you know, Berlin, Stuttgart. Mm. It'd be nice to actually bring them back.
Be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Can we have our dinosaur back, please?
Yeah.
It's the Elgin Marbles, but for the Isle of Wight. Yeah.
Yeah, you want a big place, don't you? Really?
Well, that's the thing. Dinosaurs are big. It's not like stamps, is it? You need a big site.
Yeah.
So, do you have like a website? You know, pictures and stuff and history and detail.
Funnily enough, I've just set one up. After, when was the internet invented? About 93. Bear in mind, I was on the beach for 20 years, so I'm a bit behind in technology.
Yeah.
So I collect things and talk to people. A lot of people now can't communicate. They're on their iPods and iPhones and things. And I'm not in that whole scheme.
But you have got a website?
I've got a website.
Do you want to tell people about your
website? TheFossilMan.com.
I thought it was a secret then for a minute.
No. It's just that you were just saying before about, you said, oh, you're the Fossil Man. Mm. I've built this up through word of mouth, which is probably the best thing to do, isn't it?
The Fossil Man...
.com.
Just thefossilman.com. And it's got all the details there.
The only other fossil man is a poker player in America, I think.
Right, okay. And he's probably a completely different fossil man, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's probably got more money than me as well.
So, I mean, where's the best place to go? You say the back of the White. I mean, you must go all around the island, don't you? Do you ever go inland?
There's not much inland. There's no quarries working anymore. So you go to the beach. Your best bet is the back of the White, Brook, Brighstone, for the dinosaur footprints. But ammonite-wise, Whale Chine. However, it's currently closed, so I'm trying to nudge the council to reopen it.
Right.
You know, it's a fantastic natural gorge, gateway to the geology of the Isle of Wight, and it's been closed for 8 years.
Yeah, no.
So we're trying to get that sorted.
Do you, you know, when you find these things on such a regular basis, do you still get excited?
Yeah, it's the thrill of finding it for the first time, isn't it? That split second when you've got it, and then you can take it home and research it. So I've changed. I've got a bit older, and what sort of floats my boat now is researching them, photographing them, and naming them. If I carried on collecting, it'd be a nightmare. I just fill several houses up with them, and they would never get worked on.
So what was the last thing you found that you went, wow, I haven't got one of these?
I was over in Totland about a month ago, where the opposite end to where the seawall's gone, and there's all these boulders down there, and if you just crack them open, they're full of land snails, fossilised, but they've got the colour bands on them.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that you can just tap one of these open and pull out a 40 million year old perfect shell.
God.
Amazing. So I took my son down there, and he was made up. So I'm looking for the rare ones. It's law of averages. The more often you collect, the more rare you'll find.
Yeah.
Do you know, I used to look at people like you and think, you're a bit strange and a bit geeky, but now I'm quite excited. I now want to know what tools you've got, because I think, I might have a little go of that myself.
Well, it's something you do yourself. You get a lump hammer from Hurst's, nice plug there.
Just an ordinary lump hammer?
Yeah, an ordinary, and a cold chisel. You don't need to buy a geological hammer for $49.95. It's just, you just buy an ordinary lump hammer, take care, wear a hard hat if you're near the cliff, obviously, and get permission. You can't just hack the cliffs to pieces. It's best to go on the beach where the rocks have already fallen out.
Do you get people phoning you and saying, hey, are you the fossil man? Can you, I found a fossil.
You do, yeah. A lady in Bembridge phoned me up with, she had an axe head in her garden. It turned out she was just a flint pebble.
Right.
But that's to be expected. I'd rather say to people, it's not quite a flint axe head, but it's along the right lines.
Do you find jewellery sometimes? Jewellery.
Well, I'm on the beach at the same time as all the metal detectors.
Yes.
So they're looking for gold and rings, and I'm looking for these huge 2-foot ammonites. Mm.
I just think a metal detector is fantastic. I'd love to do that. Mm.
You've got a great job, you have.
Yeah.
Oh, because you not only you're out there in the sunshine and out there in the fresh air. Yeah, okay, it might be a bit sort of wintry from time to time and there might be a bit of a storm blowing, but that sounds like a great job. That really does. Mm.
It's quite good because I used to do the trips in the summer for tourists and then collect my own stuff in the winter, so I had the best of both worlds.
Mm. Fantastic. And just give us those details on the website again before you go.
It's thefossilman.com or islandgems.co.uk.
Okay, I like the
I've
fossil
got the
man.
Shop in Godshill. Right. I used to be at Blackgang for many years, but I've got a shop in Godshill, and that's my base, really. That's where we run the trips from.
So what can we see there?
Gemstones from all over the world and a few local fossils. It sounds a bit daft, but I've got a fossil shop, but I don't sell many fossils. I sell tea lights and onyx eggs.
Mm.
All the fossils I collect, I keep.
Right.
That's why
don't want to sell them?
I think if you sell one, you might as well sell a whole lot. Then you're not a collector.
Right.
You're
yeah.
a dealer. So I know people have collected amazing collections of pottery, and the temptation is to sell a piece off and pay the gas bill.
Yeah.
Do you know, you're a fascinating bloke. You really are. Can you come back again sometime?
Love to.
Yeah, it'd be great.
And maybe, you know, it gives us a chance to have a little look at your website as well and check some details out. Maybe test you on what you know, your knowledge.
Sure.
Test you on your fossil knowledge. Okay. How old would you say Shirley was?
21.
He's always horrible to me.
Oh, is he fascinating? I just think what a great job that is. It's not. I don't suppose it's a job, really, is it?
No, it's perfect, really, isn't it? As I say, my next ambition is to take that stage further and have my own museum. I'd love to be able to say I did that and I left that for the island.
Yeah.
Okay, make a living out of it and run it.
Too right.
Leave it in perpetuity. I think it'd be fantastic.
Lovely.
How wonderful. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
I hope that comes off for you. And thanks for coming in today.